Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Welcome back, Joe Gigante, Regular Joe with you here on this Wednesday. I have still some good news to get to, but I wanted to do this. I wanted you to hear the guy, because again, the liberals keep saying, let's do the split screen, put Trump against Biden. There's Trump sitting in his courtroom, which you've heard of all the liberals. Well, he calls him Sleepy Joe, but he's falling asleep in the courtroom. Kidding me? I'd bring a hammock in and just, I mean... I think you missed it again. The Katie Couric elite mindset shows through. No one cares that he's falling asleep while they're doing jury selection, even if he is. We haven't seen it. We've just been told it by the New York Times. I'd be bored senseless in that. You're a New York lawyer. Are you a liberal? Is water wet? I mean, this how they even seated six jurors is pretty amazing to begin with. But either way, they try to equate the two. When Donald Trump's out on the trail, he's wide awake, and he's very on point. And I think you want to put that split screen. Joe Biden can't say Scranton. He can't bring up any of these issues in a cogent way other than telling lies. And where's Donald Trump? Still immensely popular as you persecute him in a courtroom. Keep it up. We're already gaining a large swath of minority voters that we haven't seen in quite a while. Moving over to the Republican. You know, the number of young people moving over, registering Republican, is at an all-time high. Yes, keep up your strategy, Democrats. You are doing great. Keep it up. You and Google work together. Now, Ben Klein was questioning Attorney General Merrick Garland yesterday at the House Appropriations Committee hearing. Now, I want you to bear in mind all you just heard from Joe Biden when you hear this exchange between Congressman Ben Klein, 24th District of Virginia, and our Attorney General, the very angry and grudge-filled Merrick Garland.
You won't agree that Biden would have come across to a jury as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory?
I've said before, and I'll say again, with respect to the report, that it's improper for the Attorney General to editorialize.
You've talked about...
That separately from the question you're asking, and ask if you're asking me about my own observations about the president...
No, you testified to that fact, and I heard you the first time.
I have complete confidence in the president.
Have you ever seen evidence of impairment in your meetings with the president?
I'm sorry. I've testified, and I'll repeat again what I just said.
Well, that's different than my question.
Well, I have seen the president effectively guide... members of the department of his cabinet and his military.
You won't say you've ever seen any impairment on his part?
The president has no impairment. The president...
You've never seen any.
I don't know how many ways I can say.
Well, you could just answer yes or no. But he said, look, I want you to understand the Attorney General, who clearly doesn't watch Joe Biden out on the campaign trail, said that he has no impairment. He has full faith in him. Well, it's a little bit of it's a codependent relationship. You have this bitter, enraged, irritable Attorney General, indignant that he wasn't allowed to be a Supreme Court justice denied his dreams. And of course, in his resentful manner, he leads a weaponized Department of Justice, hell-bent on putting as much pain and suffering on those that have the audacity to support the Republican Party and Donald Trump, to say nothing of what they're doing to Trump. But I mean, let's not forget the number of people he's gone after, individuals, pro-lifers, Catholics, surveilling churches. Of course he's not going to admit what he sees. He's got a great gig. He's been given carte blanche to run roughshod over the conservative populace of the American people so they can vent his spleen over the great offense. All I can tell you is the more the guy serves as attorney general, the better it makes it that he never became a Supreme Court justice. Could you imagine the damage he would have done?
The Regular Joe Radio Show.